Right now, across South Africa, there's this invisible digital barrier illegally blocking citizens from accessing their own information.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, the culprit isn't some malicious hacker. It's literally just lazy web design.
Which is wild. So, welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're looking at a really specific source, an official compliance notice from the Information Regulator of South Africa.
Right. Dated October 6th, 2023. And honestly, at first glance, it just looks like standard bureaucratic paperwork sent to directors general and municipal managers.
Oh, totally. But our mission today is to unpack how this seemingly minor digital housekeeping issue, like updating website forms, is actually a critical battleground for your fundamental right to information.
Well, to start, we have to look at the Promotion of Access to Information Act, or PAIA. Back in August 2021, the government officially repealed the old PAIA forms.
Right, specifically Form A, Form B, and Form C, I believe.
Exactly. They are legally obsolete. But here's the issue. Over 2 years later, public and private bodies are still hosting those defunct PDFs on their websites.
It's basically like someone changed the locks on a door but left the old keys sitting on the welcome mat.
That is a great way to put it. You think you're following the rules to get your data, but you're actually stuck in a bureaucratic dead end.
Because the key fits the hole, but the tumblers won't turn. You fill out the form, submit it, and just get trapped in this loop.
Yeah, and the regulator explicitly calls this out. They state that this practice is, quote, hampering the right of access to information.
I mean, having the constitutional right to transparency means absolutely nothing if the mechanical process to actually get the data is broken.
Exactly. So because these outdated digital barriers are actively blocking citizens, the regulator didn't just send a polite suggestion. They issued a strict mandate.
Right, under Section 83 of PAIA, the CEO, Moselani Masala, basically gave everyone an ultimatum.
Yep, a ticking clock mandate of exactly 14 days. All public and private bodies had to upload the newly prescribed forms within that window.
Which is, wait, 14 days
Yeah.
for massive government networks and sprawling corporate bureaucracies to audit and update their entire web presence.
Yeah, it's an incredibly tight turnaround.
I mean, that signals a massive level of urgency. That sounds completely disconnected from typical IT reality.
Well, it's a deliberate choice by the regulator to shift the burden. Their explicitly stated end goal is to make access to records swift, inexpensively, and effortlessly.
So they're actively prioritizing the citizens' frictionless access over like administrative comfort?
100%. If IT departments have to scramble, so be it.
Yeah.
And they laid out exactly what's needed. Form 02 for requests, Form 03 for outcomes and fees.
And then Form 04 for internal appeals, but just for public bodies, right?
Yes, exactly right. They even directed any inquiries to a specific person, Ms. Anamzaa Mazandi.
So they're stripping away the excuses. You can't claim you didn't know how to comply when they literally give you the forms and a contact person.
Right. The machinery of transparency requires regular, vigilant upkeep. If the digital infrastructure is abandoned, the right effectively ceases to exist in practice.
Yeah, which is a perfect takeaway for you, the listener. We just assume the digital infrastructure around us is reliable.
But this document proves that your right to be informed requires constant maintenance of the systems that hold the data.
Absolutely. It leaves you with this thought to mull over. If a simple, outdated PDF form left on a website is enough to effectively block a fundamental human right,
It makes you wonder, yeah.
exactly, what other invisible, accidental digital barriers might be standing between you and the information you are legally entitled to right now?